Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's Wednesday night. You know what that means. The boys are back in town for the Nightcap Recap. It's playoff edition, wrestling edition. Stanley Cup playoffs are going on. NBA playoffs are going on. Some news in the NFL world concerning my tag team partner's team. Doing a thing. Talking some wrestling, talking some sports. As we do it, always, on a Nightcap Recap.
Yo!
Yo, what up? Good, how we
What's
doing?
What's up, my man? How we doing tonight? Good, man. A lot of stuff going on. Wrestling, hockey, football, basketball. A lot of stuff.
Everything's going at once.
You know, we got a plethora of sports going on, and we're here to talk about it, man. I love it.
And, yeah, you know, plus, you know, we always got our basketball to talk about, too.
Yeah, tomorrow night, you know, got finally some good weather. It was, for some reason, it was super cold this morning. And I was like, we can't play ball today. So hopefully, you know, tomorrow looking like 69, 70 degrees. Going to be a nice night for some hoops on the courts, man. We were, I'm like 13% on the season so far in the 3 weeks we played. So I'm trying to find my shot still. And hopefully as the months go on here in the weeks, we'll just get, you know, we'll eventually get back in the final shot.
Yeah, I should have quit
while I
was...
You were on fire from behind the arc, though. I'll say that.
The game before my last game, that stuff should have been the last game. The way I finished it, because like, I should have walked off with that game.
Yeah. You should have walked off. But I mean, overall, you had a pretty good night.
Still not in mid season form there. Yet. Too early.
Not yet. Too early, man.
Preseason action.
Right.
Yo, AEW Dynamite tonight. What'd you think?
Yeah, pretty good show, man. I like some stuff. There was some stuff that I could do without that I didn't like, but for the most part, top to bottom, I see what they're doing. They're pushing, you know, the pillars, the whole storyline. Things that I like, things that I didn't like, some really good wrestling in the middle of the show, some good storyline stuff with Cole and Jericho.
Yeah, I thought
overall,
it was an excellent
really good show, man. What'd you think?
I like the new setup. I like the old school with the ropes and everything, like the old school feel.
Yeah. When did they switch to this?
Like
the red, white, and blue
ago,
now,
I think
right?
They switched over. Maybe longer.
Yeah,
it gives
it a different kind of feel, I think. I like it too. It definitely pops out. You notice it.
Yeah, but you said it. The pillars, that's their main storyline going. That's like everything with the pillars. Jungle Boy, Sammy Guevara, Darby Allin, all taking shots at each other, opening promo. Thought that was really good. They fed off from last week with like Sting, Darby, and MJF. All these guys seem to be one-upping each other on like every show. This guy has a match, cuts a promo. That guy has a match, cuts a promo. So they definitely want to one-up each other.
Right. Yeah, they were taking shots at each other early, you know, to kick off the show. And, you know, we don't normally see a lot of this from Jungle Boy. You know, he's kind of... Early on in his career, he was the type of guy that wasn't really cutting any promos, and we didn't know how good he could be on the mic. And he's definitely coming to his own since his time with Christian and over the past year. Guevara, he can talk on the mic with the best of them. And Darby's another guy that he always brings it. So I thought it was really good to get these guys all involved again, keep the storyline going. I still personally think we should get a Fatal 4-Way out of this thing, but JF comes out and what he says there's going to be a pillars tournament, right?
Out of three guys, so basically one guy gets a bye. The two guys got a fee. Darby gets the bye. Jungle Boy gonna have to fight. They teased it. He's like, it's gonna be. Right. Oh, it's not gonna be next week. It's gonna be tonight. I kind of like a little mini tournament going with these guys. I agree, though. I personally think that we should be getting a Fatal 4-Way with these guys. That would be ideal.
We might be headed there eventually, but it seems like they're just headed to a one-on-one
I like it. This is like the first show in a while that we didn't have Orange Cassidy on it, defending the title. The workhorse. Yeah, I think he's out in Japan.
He was out in Japan, right?
The workhorse man. The international champ is everywhere. But no,
these pillars,
these guys, they're doing everything right. And I really like the direction they're going in. And hopefully whoever comes out on top, yeah, Double or Nothing, we're going to have a solid main event. Who do you think it's going to be?
Yeah, you know, I will say this, though, too. It's different because it's good to have these guys in the main event picture for the most part. I mean, they've all been kind of in the mid-card, the TNT title range, doing other things. MJF now as the champ elevates these guys up. I mean, that's what they're looking to do here, right? MJF looking to elevate some upper mid-card guys into his level in the main event because we want to see some different faces. You know, we don't want to see the same faces and over and over kind of freshen it up. I think eventually it's going to – so from what we know is at the main event, right, Guevara won, right?
Well, MJF, you know, helped since the Chief to win. Since we're talking about this, I know we sometimes go in order. I like to jump around. I thought the match was really good. I thought it started hot. All the moves that Guevara and Jungle Boy pulled off was great. I didn't like the first time
they wrestled, right, I think?
Because Darby
– crazy.
No, Jungle Boy and MJF fought at the first Double or Nothing. Darby and MJF fought. MJF and Sammy have fought, but Jungle Boy's never fought Sammy Guevara.
Right. So this was pretty crazy that we haven't seen this match in the 3-4 years since this company's been going. But good, I agree. Really hot match. Really good. We saw and then earlier in the night, MJF gave a blank check to Sammy, said, hey, we got to work together. Name your price. Sammy signed it, and now I guess they're buddy-buddy now, right? They're going to – one guy helps the other guy scratch your back, you scratch mine. MJF helping him out. So now we're going to get Sammy and Darby, right, with the winner getting the shot at MJF,
that Darby
right?
Darby said that I think, you know, Guevara away from Jericho is better because, he gets heat anyway.
He is.
But he doesn't need to be a follower anymore since he's a 3-time champion. Like, he can do things on his own.
Right.
But – the match was great. The finish confused me.
It was a little odd.
The drop kick off the top rope. Jungle Boy hits his head on. Okay, that's fine. He's coming back in. Guevara stops the count. I would think, right? MJF hits Jungle Boy with the ring. But they continue to count. Doesn't the count start over?
The count is supposed to start over when a guy rolls in.
No, but what I'm saying is when a referee gets distracted or gets pulled away from the count, the count stops.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, the count stops.
But we
that's
know
what's supposed to happen.
The rules are just whatever.
Yeah.
Well,
the rules, they make them up as they go, I think.
That was the only strange thing, and Guevara gets the victory. Rare count out.
Maybe leaves the door open for you know, Jungle Boy to kind of like, you know,
I was robbed of this, but maybe.
I think it's going to end up, I think Darby's, if they're going to go one-on-one, I think Darby's going to beat Sammy, when they fight. We're going to get a Darby and MJF match. Stinger's definitely going to get involved. I think so. I think he's going to make his presence known. And I think we're going to get a Darby and MJF match.
I think the one I believe that they've had it, like the Fighter Fest or whatever, was really good. So,
yeah, it was. It really was.
Definitely.
Those two guys have put on a good match.
That's one of the big storylines going on in AEW. The other one is the Outcast taking on Originals, Britt Baker, Jamie Hayter, tag team match, the early women's match. Really good.
Yeah.
Saraya has not wrestled since Full Gear, which is kind of odd. I mean, she has not been in.
Right.
Like, it's been Toni Storm and Ruby Soho doing all these tag team matches.
Yeah, and I mean, we know she was cleared, but we know that, you know, she had a lot of ring rust when she had that match at Full Gear. So I don't know if it's just something where they're taking it easy with her. They don't want to push her limits. Maybe she was only cleared for X amount of matches. You know, they're not tell us that. They're just going to say, hey, you can wrestle X amount of times a year. Don't push it. So it's okay. You know why? And you said it, like, Outkast, this whole gimmick is actually, like, catching on and, like, pretty good. You know, they got their own theme song now. They got their own Titantron. They got the colors. you know, when you get a stable that actually comes together like that and they have like a whole package, it's pretty good. And I like what they're doing. I mean, Britt's family's in the front row. They're in Pittsburgh. You know, Soraya. Cole's mom was there. Soraya kind of agitating them. She had to spray paint, you know, getting in a fight with Britt Baker's mom during the match. So getting the heat. So I think it's really well done. I mean, and we've been saying it. We just need some kind of stories in the women's division. They finally got something here, and they intertwined it.
Yeah, that
we'll talk about it with
the really
Jericho
like
Cole
the
thing too.
Obviously,
you know,
Britt and Jamie were going to go over. They weren't going to lose.
Yeah, definitely. She's Britt Baker in Pittsburgh, man. It's like Piper
she's
in Portland,
so
man.
Over the reaction, the fight, like you said, Outcasts are over, and when you were saying it, AEW's doing the right thing. Yeah, they may take some losses in matches, but they still look strong doing other stuff, and that's something that Damage Control just doesn't have in WWE. They don't look strong at all.
No. And this group, Outcast, if you want, you could grow it. You know, if you want to, eventually we talked about it. There's women within the company that could join this group, Athena, and you could also have women that are not in this company yet that could join it, Naomi. So, you know, you have a lot of options.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to go that way eventually.
Jericho and Cole have had some issues. Jericho felt that Adam Cole, no respect to Daniel Garcia, upstaged him last week. Cole came out after Keith Lee lost, shook his hand, make sure. So gave the glare back. There was some respect. Then there was no respect. And then they've started beating down. Daniel Garcia comes out, start beating down Jericho. Britt Baker comes out and makes the save. But then Outcasts come out. Jericho, the thinker, man. He thinks ahead. And, you know, he gets
that right.
Call. Yep.
The handcuff Cole. You know, you think that he's going to get beat down with the kendo stick. Jericho gives it to Soraya. Beats the crap out of Soraya with the kendo stick while Adam Cole is forced to watch. So, really well done. You know, actually advancing the storyline. I think
you
on both
ends. Potentially
have
like a mixed tag here.
Yeah, you could do Cole and Britt against Jericho and one of the women.
Right,
from
and then you
Outcast.
Have singles matches. Obviously,
perfect.
We know we could do singles matches with the Outcast, Britt Baker, whoever their other members of the originals are going to be. Jericho and Cole feels like it's going to be a double or nothing match. We're going to get there somewhere. I like it.
Yeah.
I think where they're heading.
I like it too because, look, Cole's back. You know, he's finally getting back in the ring. And, you know, this is a guy you want to build up to the main event scene eventually. Jericho doing what he does best since he's been in this company, putting a lot of these younger guys over. He did
it
with Cassidy. We could go, the list goes on and on.
His champion. The list goes on of guys he's elevated.
Yeah, then he said, I'm going to put guys over. Yeah, he's elevated everybody. Cole's already at this high level. A feud and a win over Jericho would do wonders for him. These two guys have never wrestled. You know, and Cole, a lot of his, you know, a lot of his character is based off Chris Jericho. He said he's been inspired by Jericho. So this is like the perfect
feud, I think,
for
another
both
feud.
These guys.
Blackpool Combat Club, the Elite. Elite make their return tonight.
Yeah.
Great storyline.
Another big storyline here.
Like, I really got nothing to say. We just want you to come out. We're going to have a brawl. I love how Danielson was the distraction. He said, called them amateurs. The brawl ensues.
Yeah.
Blackpool Combat Club's got the edge. Don Callis returns, gets a chair, turns the other Takeshka.
Yeah, I like that they inserted Takeshka into this thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, part of me was hoping maybe he went back and got Kota Ibushi. He had, like, the Golden Lovers.
Yeah.
Like, from New Japan, that would have been kind of cool. Golden Elite. But, you know what? Look, we got four members now, each side. You know, Hangman's obviously there as well somewhere, how he's going to get back involved in this. And I like they're playing on the violent aspect of everything. I think a lot of people are forgetting. Remember the non-sanctioned match at the first Full Gear where, like, AEW got big time in trouble by Maryland? Like,
yeah.
And Moxley and Omega went, like, all the way with this.
Yes.
There's a big time feud between those two guys that dates back to the beginning of this company.
Yeah, they got history. We know the history with Omega and Danielson, right? I mean, so it's really cool that they're getting all these guys involved, and we're going to get a lot of good trios matches out of this. We could get a 4-on-4 out of it. I expect this feud to last, you know, probably through the summer. I mean, I expect this to go on and on. you know, this is just the beginning of this rivalry, right? We got a possibility of a lot of different types of matches between both groups. And, you know, like you said, got Hangman on the outside looking in, could get involved in here at some point. We don't know, you know, obviously pending the end of the summer, what's going to happen with a certain CM Punk and some other stuff, you know, with the Wembley Stadium stuff. But right now in the short term, this
can go on a while because you could have singles matches galore with all these guys.
This will carry the Dynamites and the shows for most of the summer, I would think, you know, along with the Pillar stuff going on and the women's stuff and Jericho and Cole. You got to give Tony Khan props for setting up some really nice feuds here, you know, trying to take advantage of the post-WrestleMania blues that we've all been feeling.
Yeah, and I think they're doing a great job with that. Jay White's in the company.
Jay White.
Dude, Commander. Yo, this guy, man.
Guy's good, man. Every time I see him, didn't know who this guy was before he started wrestling on the AEW, but he's been killing it every time he's been out there, right?
Dude, this guy walks the ropes, does flips, does hurricanranas, does all this crazy stuff.
We need a match with him and who's that dude? El Vikingo?
Oh, yo, Vikingo. Yeah. I think they wrestled. Wait, they wrestled at the RNH show.
Let's get that on Dynamite. Free TV, dude, man.
Dude, that match would be sick.
I know. But yeah, this was a good showcase for Jay White. You know,
for a lot of people in America who didn't watch New Japan, don't know who he is.
He was the big time free agent. A lot of people are saying that WWE missed the boat not signing him. You know, he kind of had a hand and decided not to go there. So,
smart move.
And I think it was a great showcase. And our boy, the fake chairman, made his presence felt as well.
Yeah, he wrestled on Rampage. He was there. Jay White, Rockhard, Juice Robinson. He's not a fan of the chairman.
Didn't take kindly to the 5-star rating.
Yeah, didn't take care of it. But he gave Commander's flip a 10,
He gave it a 10, yeah. So I don't know what they're doing, but, you know, Starks comes down at the end to make the save, and we're probably going to get Starks and Jay White out of this, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, they're the Golden Bullet Club, whatever they call it, Bullet Club Gold.
Yeah, Bullet Club Gold. So just good to see Jay White, because we know this guy's money. If you go back and watch some of his promos in the Japan – when he was in New Japan, some of his matches, you know, we know he's money, so it's going to be good.
Yeah. Six man was all right. It was a fun match. Claim daddy ass, taking on JAS. That it's just a fun trios match. You know what you're going to get with those guys.
That's just a fun match. You know, nothing like spectacular or like storyline wise here. Just a fun match, like you said.
Yeah. Hobbs and Wardlow. I mean,
hey, I'll say this, they did a good job. Wardlow lost his momentum. When he won the title, it kind of felt like, you know, he reached the top and there was nothing for him to do, and he just became like kind of lost in the shuffle, not booked a lot, bland. You know, they had him lose his ponytail, go through some stuff, and I think this was a great way to just get the momentum back on him, right? Win the title back
with Arn.
Coach Arn Anderson's got a gun, you know, he's back. You know, he's helping him out. So the crowd was hot for it because Arn took out QT Marshall. So I think it was a good way to get the momentum back in Wardlow's favor. You got the crowd going crazy when he won a title. This time it feels different. It feels better. So maybe this is a good thing for him.
The other two, this time it does feel better.
It's a good reset. Yeah. Again, give Khan credit. A reset. The guy lost momentum. You know, take him off TV for a while, have him go through some trials and tribulations, some hard times, comes back, and you win some matches and you get your title back. Now you have a more meaningful title reign. You got to give him credit for that.
Right, and hopefully it's a long one.
Yeah, hopefully it's a long one, and hopefully they got a plan of some good, you know, something good they could do with him.
Luchasaurus off the top.
Right, that was the perfect, exactly. Christian came out. That's a perfect segue. Two big dudes again going at it. We haven't seen these guys go at it since the days of Daly's Pub, right? I mean, so that's going to be good, right?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I mean, we haven't seen it in a long, long time. I like it. I think this is a great way. Again, you hit the nail on the head with the reset. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Similar to what
WWE doesn't do that sometimes. They don't we think Cody's getting lost in the shuffle now with this Brock stuff. I mean, like, let's see what happens with that. But it's like this guy lost all his momentum, and now – the crowd is right back with them again. It's great. It's perfect.
I love it. Similar to what we see with FTR.
Yeah.
So they were so over anyway that now, you know, they got the titles. Seems like they're, you know, Mark Briscoe's in the middle of something here.
Right.
But they got a 4-year contract. They're going to have a solid title run.
Yeah, hopefully we see an awesome, you know, we know this is going to be the end of their careers pretty much, these 4 years. So let's enjoy it while we can. You know, I expect them to somewhere down the road have another battle with the Young Bucks. We got to get that now. So.
Oh yeah, 100%. I would think so. I think they get another Bucks.
Just have them run the tag division.
Run the tag division. Maybe they go after, you know, New Japan titles again. Maybe they start collecting belts again, like they should.
Right.
But other than that, I like what they're doing with FTR. What was one of what? But outside like the finish, the wonky finish main event. What was something else you didn't like?
Oh wow! Hold on. I'm trying to think here. What else did you hit all the matches? I'm trying to think what match I was not a fan of. What else was in there? Did you hit everything?
I think I thought I hit everything.
I'm trying to think.
Jericho Cole, Jack Perry. The Commander, Jay White.
Yeah, maybe there wasn't a lot that I didn't like. But I mean, I thought for the most part, solid show top to bottom. A lot of things have direction, which is a good thing, right?
Yeah.
So keep the storylines going, moving in the right direction. Don't let guys get lost in the shuffle. And I think we're headed to a good things here with Double or Nothing on the horizon.
Absolutely. I agree with it. Get the TNT title reset, even though we think we need it. You know, Rampage ratings were up. We'll see what happens this Saturday. They had a great lead-in with the NBA. I think they should be doing that more of. Getting ugly in the Bruins and Panthers series. That's going to be tied soon.
What's Boston, the score?
6-3 Florida in game two. But the third period, it's fight fest. It's fight night. as the Broiling Brutes would say, fight night.
Fight night. I mean, isn't Boston Head and Shoulders pretty much the favorite to win this whole thing?
They are, yeah.
So,
Panthers, scrappy team, man.
Is this a blip on the radar? They're going to take a couple games here in this series?
I think so. I mean, I expect the Panthers to get one. I mean, no Bergeron. Yeah. So, you know, and when they go down, Boston likes to set the tone for the next game.
Right.
So, you mentioned Cody.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this for like some topics and things that were coming in my head. We'll get to CM Punk in a minute.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know that everybody says the Roman 1,000 days. But do you think WWE, now again, Triple H knows the business. Do you think Triple H or WWE, whoever there, is making up for the fact that if Cody had won, they didn't have any heels ready for him to, like, challenge for the title. That's why they didn't give it to him.
I mean,
similar to what we saw with Austin when he won the first time.
Right.
But, you know,
When Austin won the first time, they kind of went into McMahon. I mean, came his main protagonist, but they kind of made Dude Love a heel,
but
right?
Yeah, they didn't really, like, have an established heel for him.
No, because you had to pretty much get to Taker and Kane, you know, Taker going heel also.
Right, and
that was later on
because the SummerSlam match was face versus face.
Right, yeah, you're right about that. Correct. So that's a good point. I mean, I'm trying to think what heels.
Orton could have come back.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we still got Brock for the title.
I think you could have easily done this feud with Cody as champ. I mean,
you could have.
If Roman, because look at this, has Roman been on TV since the night after Mania? No. I mean, like, we know he was going to keep the part-time schedule. I guess he's not taking time off. If you want your champ on TV every week, you want to get into Backlash, you could do the same for you. You could have Brock come out and be like, hey, Cody, congrats on the title win, man. Like, I'm proud of you. And then, bam, hit him with the F5, saying, hey, I'm pissed where I was fighting Omos on the card. I'm the man. Now that Roman's not the champ, because remember we had that stipulation, he couldn't challenge for the title anymore. Roman's not the champ. I'm going to challenge for the title. You could be doing Cody and Brock at Backlash for the World Championship. I think you would have been just fine, right? And Cody, that would have made his reign kick off with a bang and make it more legitimate by
good
beating
segues.
A guy,
good
right?
segues.
Yeah, legitimate beating a guy like Brock right off the bat, and then maybe in the summer you lead into, I don't know, if Rollins gets involved there, or like you said, Randy Orton, when's he coming back? That's how I would have done it.
But there was a lot of guys, because there's also a lot of guys in the bloodline too.
Yeah, you could have done Cody versus Jey Uso. You could have done Cody versus Solo Sikoa. Easily. He could have continued this feud with the bloodline, with Roman away and just wrestling these three guys for a while. Get his match with Brock, you know.
How do you feel that, like, they're still, like, portraying Solo as this, yeah, like, unstoppable force, but we all know he has a loss.
Yeah, he's got the loss against Cody. I think what they're trying to do here is, I saw something on Twitter. Maybe they're doing the Batista, Triple H thing with Evolution. They're building him up right now. You know, kind of like the right-hand man. Get Roman's trust. Eventually, just get to the
point. Thumbs down.
Yeah. So, that remains to be seen. You know, Solo, I will say, they still kind of, you know, they have him dominate everybody else.
Yeah,
know,
I mean.
Besides Cody.
But,
so.
But he got, like, a loss at the Raw before WrestleMania.
Yeah, he has the loss against Cody. If you're gonna do this, you could have had him lose by DQ or something like that, at least.
Exactly. You know? Like, there were so many ways to keep that. So,
I think that is Triple H making up for it, possibly.
I mean, again, this is my wrestling brain. Like, yeah, just like, you see stuff and you're like, oh, well, I remember Austin fighting Dude Love, and it was just like, yeah, why? But in 1999, after he won the title, he had the Rock rematch, he had Taker, still had McMahon. He went through the whole McMahon thing.
Yeah,
like. Yeah, like different guys. So,
yeah, I get the point that some of these people think that when the babyface wins the title, it becomes boring, or like you don't know what's next for them. This is why you set up these monster heels, man. I mean,
that's
like,
why you got to develop characters and develop other stars.
Yeah, like you can get established guys that will be good challengers. I mean, this is what you need to do, but. They didn't plan ahead with that. That's just my thoughts on that.
Yeah. All right. So CM Punk coming back?
Yeah, I mean, we both seem to think that he is. You know, the Wembley Stadium show. They have another show that's lined up, right? They said
Chicago.
Another Chicago show, right?
Or Forbidden Door.
Right. Is it called Collision or something?
Yeah.
Someone was saying that they think that would be the place that you have him come back. And how are you going to sell out an 80? How many seats are in Wembley? 80,000 plus. I mean, like, you want to sell that place out or get as many tickets sold as possible. You got CM Punk on the card. We did see some stories that Jericho would be the first guy to offer himself up, which I think good from a business standpoint. Jericho knows we know the real story. Like, he called him a stooge. He thinks he's a locker room cancer. Get it. But we all know what everybody wants to see. Everybody wants to see Punk and the Elite
and I think
go at it.
That's going to take time because these guys, happened. And
yeah, the rumors are that they're going to keep them apart from each other for a while. If you could somehow get CM Punk to apologize to everybody, I guess, and say, hey, like, we're not going to take, you know, you're on a one-and-done policy here, right? I mean, anything goes sideways, you know, all bets are off. Because it's going to be hard to just go into, like, trust them again. But if you know the wrestling business,
you never say never in the wrestling business.
What happens? Guys end up, you know, letting bygones be bygones, and we work it out to make some money. That's it.
Exactly. And Jericho and Punk have a great past. You know what it's called. WWE does the title run.
Yeah.
You know, you saw Jericho go on his past about the alcohol and everything and all that stuff. So they definitely can, if that's the opening feud, I'm all for it.
That's fine. And I think AEW, with Punk there, was just, there was something electric about it. You know what I mean? So
it gave the company an edge.
It did. It gave them an edge. It was like kind of an injection that they needed. And if they can make it work.
Because you knew if Punk was on the show, you're watching.
You're watching, no matter what.
Every show you're watching.
Yeah, he brought eyeballs to the television. They've struggled to maintain the post $1 million ratings, viewer rating, since Punk's been gone, right? Every now and then, they'll hit the million when Tony Khan says, I have a big announcement, or there's something big going on. But if you get CM Punk back, the eyeballs will be back.
Yeah, because CM Punk draws eyeballs, man.
That's right.
So,
just tell him not to jump into the crowd anymore, also.
No more jumping in the crowd. No more getting hurt.
Right.
No more post-pay-per-view shows for you.
Right. No more. Yeah. No more interviews. That's it. Just wrestle. That's it.
That's it.
So, I'm looking forward to it. I hope it happens,
Me
man.
Too.
I hope it happens.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see that stuff about the draft coming back?
What are you talking about? NFL or the
WWE draft?
WWE draft, yeah. Supposedly, this is going to be the kickoff of the Triple H era. He's going to have his say with the roster, put guys on whatever shows he wants. He's going to have full autonomous control. We still don't know. We know Vince apparently sent a letter out to the company saying, hey, Triple H is the guy. I'm not in charge here. We don't know how true that is, so.
But everybody knows the draft is BS because everybody's on all the shows anyway.
If this draft is their way of somehow getting another world championship to a separate brand and maybe getting a title for Cody, we'll see. But I don't know what they're going to do because Roman's the undisputed champ. You can't just take one title off of him. I don't know how they're going to do it. I just don't know. But we'll be watching. We'll be seeing what's going on.
Well, usually it's a good ratings boost. But we'll see. The last couple haven't been because – everybody knows it's BS.
They're meaningless. Guys jump show to show as it is. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, exactly.